All right, well, we'll go ahead and call the red light.
Yes, yep, I think so.
I guess we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 7:02. We have in attendance here the youth in government, Kenzie and Rebecca. And we have Supervisor Bashaw, Supervisor Kubicki, Supervisor Gashke, and Chairman Carroll. Other members have been excused, Supervisor Berg, Franco, and O'Day. So we all met at the work session yesterday, or a few of us did, Supervisor Bashaw, Gashke, and myself, 11 o'clock yesterday morning to walk through the agenda items. Mr. Berg walked us through the Bueller. Yeah. Sorry.
No problem.
Starts with a B.
Yeah.
Walked us through the agenda items and talked about what was going to go on today. I think it's self-explanatory. There are a few items that will come up that we'll talk about at those particular items. So the looks like the legal posting was in the newspaper.
Yes. So the posting of the agenda was in the Kenosha News for 2 weeks, showing it on the screen. It was on June 30th and July 5th.
All right, sounds good. I see we have a couple of the petitioners in the audience. When the items, if there's any questions and there's any reason to speak, I think that's what those microphones are there for. Please state your name and address for the record and tell the committee why you're here. And if there's any questions, things like that, we're asking you to address them for the committee. Anything else, Andy, before we get into it?
I think right now, that's up to you guys, to rezone two CSMs.
Why don't we handle them independently right now? I am going to be abstaining on item number 8. Hmm,
that's good, yep. All right, I can start out with item number 6. So item number 6 is County of Kenosha, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Ray Arbit, Kenosha County Department of Public Works, is the agent, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. We're requesting a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District to PR1 Park and Rec District and B5 Wholesale Trade and Warehousing District on tax parcel number 604-119-161-0302 and 604-119-161-0410 in the town of Randall. And so the rezone, let me bring this up for you. So this is property that the county acquired during the County Trunk Highway F realignment. And in doing so, they had to acquire some larger pieces of the land to get the right-of-way that you can see on the screen here. And in doing so, this particular property in yellow, the whole property was purchased, half of it was needed, and so we're requesting the rezoning from A2 to B5 so that the B5 matches the land that surrounds it. And then once the lot is the right of way is shrunk, then there will be a half an acre remaining, and then the county will look to contact the property owner and see if they're interested in through auction. They would have the rights because we put conditions that it could only go to an abutting property owner, because on its own there is no value, it's too small. Then in regards to the red property, that land is being used to compensate for the land that was lost from the Highway F going through Katy Park before it was Veterans Memorial, and I have a map to show you that. So there is, because that property, the park, was purchased with stewardship funds from the state of Wisconsin, whenever land is removed, you have to replace it with more land. And so the second page here kind of shows that, where there's a land swap. So this hatched-in area, which makes up a 4 point, is it some acres there, takes into account the loss of land down here at the curve that was taken away from Katy Park. And then the solid red is the exchange of land that you can see up here in the corner where the pond is, which we'll talk more about with the CSMs, where that's going to, that pond, red area with the pond, that land is going to be swapped with the Carrolls who live there, so that the pond is all on one property. So in totality, this area that's hatched and in red is the swap, and so that's the area that's being requested to be rezoned to PR1, and it'll be it's already attached to Veterans Memorial Park. So that's what the rezone is all about. Does anyone have any questions on that?
Can you go back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you go back to that, yeah, that one there, the yellow? Those individuals there didn't own the buy property around it?
The yellow was a standalone parcel with the residence on it.
Just a house on it, right?
Right, and the residence was raised.
Thank you,
sir. Sure.
Thank you, sir.
And then part of that, the yellow, is now right of way?
Yeah, the roadway there and the half of it's going to be affected by it. I got
right.
That part.
Yep.
I didn't realize that I didn't read clearly enough to make sure that I just wanted to be actually on that for us to buy it. Thanks for the clarification.
I'll make a motion to approve the rezone.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We just have to vote for and against.
Oh.
Shouldn't be any, but we still have to.
Okay.
We'll move the second.
Supervisor Gashke. So. Okay. I guess we have to ask the public. Is anybody for the petition? Is anybody for the petition? All right, seeing none. Anybody in the public against the petition? Anybody against the petition? All right, seeing no fors and no against. Ask about town request and petition. So, Andy,
yes.
Anything with the town?
We do. So we have on the screen to show you that this went before the town board on June 23rd. A motion was made to approve and it passed the end.
All right. So now I can get back to my. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the rezone? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Oh, thank you. Youth and governance? Should have asked you first. Okay. They're in favor of it.
Are you voting on this or you're abstaining?
Number six, I'm voting.
Yes.
It's number 8. I'll let you know.
All right, moving on, we have item number 7, which is County of Kenosha, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53105, as owner. Ray Arbit of Kenosha County Department of Public Works, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, agent. Requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 604-119-161-0122. Located in the town of Randall. So for this property, we have this certified survey map. I'll bring on over. So this is the other areas of cleanup for County Trunk Highway F. We have Carroll Road, which ended previously in a larger cul-de-sac. And then we had Pond Road, which was running through to the north, but then what, this is being asked to have a vacation here, and I'll bring up another map to show that. So this might make things a little more clearer. So there was this land that needs to be vacated for Pond Road, and half of it, the orange, is going to go to the east, and then the yellow will go to the west. That's per state statutes whenever you vacate the road. And then we have to have this new cul-de-sac has to be dedicated to the village as the new road because that didn't exist there. So the CSM is reflecting that. And then in regards to Carroll Road, that had a larger cul-de-sac at the end with this kind of funny square shape. And during the design phase with the engineers, they were able to determine that that was not needed, all that land. And so they were able to shrink it and have a smaller cul-de-sac. So in this, the town has vacated the green area to the east and the orange area to the west. And so that process has taken place. And then the, if we go back to the CSM is actually doing the formal rededication of the cul-de-sac here and of this one here. So that's what's happening on the south side for this particular item.
Okay. Do you have any, Mick, anybody have any questions?
Yeah. So, is this like subdividing lots off the parcels, is that it? Of the actual Carroll Road and the upper part that I misunderstood, the one color goes one way, the other color goes another way.
Correct.
What can you actually do with that little piece?
It just ends up being
lot number two.
Lot number two. This number two?
Yeah. Does half of it go to that?
Yeah, so they get this half right here.
Okay.
And then they get this other half that's over here. So you don't, it's already shown, so this is the new line. Yeah, so whenever there's a vacation, so there's no new land divisions happening here. It's just taking what's there and cleaning up the right-of-ways for all those roads.
Because they didn't use the road.
Yeah, and they ended because of F going through.
Okay. There's no houses out there, right?
There are none. And actually, Lot 1 is owned by the county, and Lot 3 is owned by the county.
Okay.
That was all part of the acquisitions that were needed to be able to run F through here.
Yeah.
And then those lots will go to auction. Sure, you're welcome.
Any other questions from the committee? Okay. I'll ask the public, is anyone here for the petition? Is anyone here for the petition? All right, seeing none. Anyone here against the petition? Anyone here against the petition? Seeing no one here for or against the petition. Andy, the town, did they review this and act on it?
They did. They met on the same day, June 23rd, 2022, and the motion was made to approve and pass unanimously.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll make a motion to approve certified survey map 0122 for the town of Randall. Second by Supervisor Bashaw. Any other questions?
Yeah, I've got one. Who is Donna Carroll? Who is she?
Oh, that's number
eight. Oh, that's number eight, yeah.
I'll read it.
Yeah, so number okay, seven is this one.
Yeah, down. I'm looking at the wrong one, so I apologize.
Yep. So we're still on number seven, which is the CSM.
I'm okay with that.
So, okay.
Yep.
So we've got a motion and a second. All the questions seem to be answered. All those in favor? Aye. Oh, sorry. Youth and Government. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so both Youth and Government were in favor of it. Now to the committee here. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, it's unanimous.
All right, then we go on to item eight, which is also County of Kenosha, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53105 as owner. Donna M. Carroll, 36210 Bassett Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105 owner. Ray Arbett, Kenosha County Department of Public Works, 19675th Street, Suite 122-1, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Agent requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 604119161-0302, and 0121, 0102, and 0111, located in the town of Randall. So with that one, we have a different certified survey map to show you. We'll bring this onto the screen. And so what's happening on this one is we have this lot one, which has been, which is owned by Kenosha County, was shrunk because of the fact that right-of-way was taken here. And so that right-of-way was dedicated. But more importantly, on this particular one, this pond was straddling the property line. And during, I guess, discussions with acquiring the right-of-way here, where this property had this little dog leg and went down, it was talked about to have the pond be on one property. And so this pond has always been used by the owner of lot two, and it didn't make sense to have the property line go through. It was no advantage to the county with everything that's going on in Veterans Memorial Park. And so the lot line is being requested to be moved to go around here, and this land that's here is worked into part of the land that's on this property to compensate for the loss of it. So we're good with the stewardship funds that were used to purchase the property.
Any committee members have any questions?
Since there is all part of Katie Park, right?
Lot three is Katie Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay, so that used to be part of this, but then we took that over here back,
right? Right, yeah, this used to be, what was it, Stone's Development Company?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is the building that's there.
Right.
Right, and so if you know, the road kind of comes in.
I got that property somehow. Yeah. When you mentioned that last night, no, I don't know about that.
Okay.
The relation to the way it's laid out, okay.
Yeah, because you drive on in and then you go up to here, and this is where the memorial is, kind of in this area.
So like you said, where that pond is, we're giving them a little bit of property there. We're going to gain a little bit more on the other end.
Down here, correct.
Okay with that.
Okay. And just, you had asked the question who Donna Carroll was, and Donna is my mother. So that's who owns,
I know.
That's who owns lot two there?
Correct.
Where the house is on with the pond?
Yes. Yep.
I kind of figured everyone.
Yep. And I did talk to Corporation Council about voting on this, and they said that legally it's fine, but I said my preference is to abstain, so there's no,
I think that's smart.
There's no perception of any improprieties in any way.
Good.
So that's why I'm going to abstain on voting on that.
That being said, with the amount of people we have here, three in favor, but still fine in the way of extension, correct?
Yes, that's what I got. That's what I got from Corporation Council as well. So she says it takes a majority of the committee members present.
Perfect. Yeah, great. Should have had it off.
Yep.
Thanks for the information.
Sure. So. All right. Seeing no further questions from the committee, I'll ask the public if there's anybody for the petition. Anyone for the petition? Seeing none. Anybody against the petition? Anybody against the petition? Seeing none. I'm asking about the town. I imagine they looked at this at the same meeting.
And they did. And the one thing I did fail to say in the last item is because it's in the village of Twin Lakes, the village of Twin Lakes also needed to hear the certified survey map, the previous one, and this one, and the road vacation. So they met on June 20th, and a motion was made to approve, and it went unanimous for all these items. And we do have that for the town of Randall when they met on June 23rd for this item, and the motion was made to approve, and that was unanimous.
I'll move to approve this one.
Second. Okay. We'll ask using governance first. How would you vote? Are you in favor of this?
Aye.
Okay, so they're both in favor? Seeing none against, the committee? Call a vote. Anybody else have any questions before we vote? All those in favor of the CSM, 0302?
Aye.
All right, all those opposed? All right, passes unanimously. And we can move on to the next item there.
Item number 9 is Perry Real Estate LLC, 6505 368th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Stephen Perry, 6505 306th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, request an amendment to the adopted land use map, plan map for Kenosha County 2035, which is map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from medium density residential to commercial on tax parcel number 304-220-144-0110, located in the town of Brighton. So we met with Mr. Perry a week after our last meeting and discussed some changes that he was looking at making, and in doing so, he had this comprehensive plan that he was being requested and a rezone to use some parking across the street for the business that he has, Jetties, in the red area, but decided against that, and so we have a letter of withdrawal for this item. We already withdrew the rezone because it was before publication, but we weren't able to withdraw the comprehensive plan because it takes a 30-day notice, and that already took place. And so we have a letter from Mr. Perry. We have a letter from Mr. Perry that is asking for this to be withdrawn, and so as staff, we would request it to be withdrawn.
Is there a, do we need to make a motion on that?
Yeah.
So there's a motion, I'll second.
There it is, right there, withdraw the rezone.
Supervisor Bashaw made the motion to withdraw it, I seconded it. I assume we don't need to go through the for and against for the public on this?
We do not.
Okay.
So then item number 10, we would ask to be...
Hold on a second.
Oh.
We have a motion.
Oh, sorry.
And a second. I guess all those in favor of withdrawing it?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Including Dave? Okay. Any opposed? None opposed. So everybody was in favor of withdrawing it. Okay.
All right, now item 10. So item 10 is Perry a conditional use permit. It was tabled at the Town Plan Commission on July 6th, and due to that, we would recommend that this item be put on the table.
I'll move that this item is put on the table for Perry Real Estate conditional use permit.
I'll second.
Second by Supervisor Kubicki. Youth and Governance, we're going to vote on this. So, all those in favor of tabling this item? Opposed? Okay. And then committee members? All those in favor is aye, and none opposed.
Okay. Item number 11 is Final Finish LLC, 2900 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Dustin Hucker, 2900 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting conditional use permit to allow an automobile detailer business in the B5 wholesale trade and warehousing district on tax parcel number 954-119-012-0720, located in the town of Wheatland. So, Mr. Hucker, if you want to come on up to the table here and get yourself situated, I'll bring up the map and get everyone orientated. So this property is on Highway 50. Here is the Fox River to the west. This property is highlighted in yellow here. And I'll bring up the I'll let you speak then as I pull up. I was gonna bring up another map here. But you can go ahead and
I just wanted to stay on the map that the address is wrong. There's just one number that's off.
point, what number is it, should it be?
It should be 29900.
Oh, on the agenda?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can you just state your name and address for the record here?
So my name is Dustin Hunter, and my address is 29900 52nd Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if you can just run through what you're planning on doing out there, if you already exist, to just kind of give a rundown for the committee to know what your business proposal is for this conditional use permit.
Absolutely. So I'm here. I've run a detailed window tint business for about 7 years now. I'm out of my garage. I finally took the step to my building, and I'm here requesting a conditional use permit to do that. Majority of my business is window tint, partially do some detailing as well.
I sent to the committee an update or your business plan. So that didn't get connected on this, but I sent it out to the committee so you had all that, so you could get a better idea of what he was looking at doing. Automobile sales, so there's none of that. And then you have a plan to do a little expansion on the parking lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, so a few things that I have to do. Two holding tanks will be going in to update the septic system, because it's not up to code. And then Mark had just emailed me today. I need to pay the strike to get the parking bus. That'll be on the west side of the building. 15 feet off the new spot line. And that's pretty much as far as in order to be operational on the county side. Just pulled a couple permits for electrical and construction to be done in the office and leave room, as well as a little bit of plumbing as well.
And just so the committee knows, is that there'll be a certificate of compliance that will then be issued with that, and we'll work with him on the timing of when the additional parking will go in, because you have it in two phases.
Yeah. So I think we agreed upon October 1st is the first half of the 15-phase strike, and then the DOT just bought 15 feet of the front. So I think they're going to do construction on Highway 50, they're raising the road by foot between the leases and the slide box. So we had agreed upon after that construction done, the parking application, that that'll make everything seamless to what they pay, what they own. So that just continue to black out straight through all the front.
They plan on doing that in the next year or two?
Yeah, it's proposed for 2024. He had said that they might be doing that in 2023. And you said that the funds are available to do it. Because it is definitely a concern. If it floods, it would be pretty much shut down.
And then we've sent the conditions to you, and you've seen those, and you'll be willing to sign those tonight?
Absolutely, yeah. I read those over this time.
Okay. And we reviewed those conditions at the workshop.
Yes.
And I think the only question that I had at that time was regarding the on-site waste, the private on-site waste system, and explaining that there's two holding tanks going in that satisfies my concern. So I know it's a small lot in a low area.
Yeah, so. Yeah, holding tanks.
Right.
And I'm not sure on a date on that. Andy Phillips is the contractor on that. If he's waiting for his designer to get back with some plans. And the tanks are in order. So he said it should take the day to get it done. Hopefully, so maybe within the next month, hopefully that will be the operation.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. When do you proceed, your first day of business or operation?
I'm not sure yet. It kind of depends on construction. Right now, everything's moving pretty smooth. But probably a couple of months. Pushing for a month and a half, but that's not looking all too realistic. I'm going to shoot for 2 months when the grand opens.
Any other questions of the committee?
I'd like to wish you luck in your double, small businesses today, our county. Wish you all the best. Hope we get an invite to your grand opening, I'd like to be there for it. I think it's important to promote small businesses in the country. Thank you for venturing into a bigger structure outside of your garage. And being a business taxpayer as well as one that has employees with you and working for you, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you plan to do skins, dips, anything in the future, expanding or focused on?
No, absolutely, I do plan to expand, yeah. Kind of my point with this building is I'd like to kind of run through it, kind of detailing and window painting for now. I do a lot of other things, like metal polishing, all detail oriented. But I'd like to get into vinyl wrap for commercial vehicles, you know, like brass chimney wraps on the side of their vehicles. I'd like to get into lettering, as well as like clear metal back over where the vehicle's paint and stuff like that. But I'd like to make that building eventually into an accessories built building, like bed liners, tile covers, drawing boards, and I kind of try to find a new location for the building. Maybe a firework store across the way would be pretty nice.
Do all that as a solo practitioner, or is it one person?
No, definitely not. Not all. I'll have to hire people. Maybe in the near future, maybe next summer, I might hire a few hands and then maybe an accountant or something like that. That's probably going to be needed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Any youth and governance, do you have any questions? Okay. All right, I'll ask the public if there's any questions from the public. Anybody for the petition here? Anybody else for the petition? No. Anybody against the petition? Anybody against the petition? All right. Seeing no one for or against the petition. Andy, can you give us an update on the town?
Yes, so the town of Wheatland met on this item on July 11th. A motion was made to approve and it passed unanimously.
Okay, good news. Moving right along then.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I'll second.
All right. Motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Gashke. I'll ask Youth and Governance if there's any other questions. Questions, committee members? All right. Youth and Governance will vote first, so all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So they're both in favor. And then the committee members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, passes unanimously.
All right,
good
thank you very much.
We wish you, well.
Yeah.
Yep, good luck, thank you. So item 12, 13, and 14 are tabled. We would like to ask the committee to remove those from the table so we can take action tonight.
I'll make a motion that we remove 12, 13, and 14 from the table to consider tonight.
All right, motion by Supervisor Gaskey, second by Supervisor Bashaw to remove these items from the table. All those in favor of removing them from the table? Youth and Governance? Aye. Committee members, all those in favor of removing them?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right. So everybody's in favor of removing them from the table, so proceed, Andy.
All right, thank you. So item number 12, is Shirley F. Casper Family Trust, 4719 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 531-68-9234. Owner, Deborah Lemire, 4510 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 531-68-9234. Agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection, SEC, and non-farmland wetland to farmland protection, general agriculture and open land, SEC, and non-farmland wetland on tax parcel number 304-220-331-0101, located in the town of Brighton. So if you can have the petitioner come up to the table here, and then you can state your name and address and give a run through of what's going on. But while we do that, I'm going to bring up a map to orientate everybody on what's happening. And this is one of those items where we have a comprehensive plan change that then leads to a rezone that then allows for a certified survey map. So I'll just kind of walk you through all that so it all makes sense, and then I'll let the petitioner kind of explain the other aspects. So this first map is the comprehensive plan change. And so it's basically just changing this area here. If you noticed on the map here, we corrected this because this was what was originally being asked to be amended, and then that was withdrawn. So this property here, as outlined, there's this farmland protection to general ag, and then we're taking into account the open land here. So that's what the comprehensive plan is looking at. And that change will then allow for this rezone of the property. So the area in red, it allows that area in red to then be rezoned from A1 to A2 because it's dropping below 35 acres. And with that, it would also allow for a certified survey map to do land division. And so we have that lot that was just shown in red, lot one, being created. And then we have, let me shrink this, the northern part, which already straddles the road to be this lot two be created. And then over here we can see where lot three, where it already straddles the road, it will continue to straddle the road. And the road will be dedicated. And with that, there is some modifications being made to the right-of-way to take into account a pump house on the north side and a metal building and a foundation on the south side, so that the right-of-way has a 1 foot clearance around those structures, but otherwise the rest of the right-of-way will be dedicated to the town. And with that being said, I'll leave it up to you to explain exactly why you're here to do all those things.
Okay.
Name and address, go first, please.
Debbie Lemire, 4510 Town Road, Salem, 53168. That yellow little parcel he was talking about was actually my residence. The rest of this was a family farm. My parents both have passed, or my mom passed more recently, and we tried to break up the farm into heirs, basically. So there's three heirs, there's three parcels. That's the only reason.
Yeah, so basically there's three heirs, and trying to divide it equally caused some of these modifications to be made.
Correct.
And that was done, and it did meet all the requirements for a certified survey.
And actually, we are trying to maintain as much as the farm intact as possible. That's why there's some different acreages involved. So we've been able to work out amongst my brother and my niece and myself different ways to divide up the estate so we're all equal at the end and still maintain good farming and keep that farm intact as much as possible.
I think we answered a few questions in committee. I think the reason, you know, why is because of the CSN why all this is happening. It seems to make sense to me. I understand what you got going on. Are there any other questions committee members have?
Honestly, I think that I mentioned to yourself personally, and again, I should appreciate the sort of loss of confidence I have.
And I'll just add in, because I think you'll enjoy this, but your niece, who moved back to the area...
Correct, she was raised on the farm.
And she'll be running it and is still pursuing that one...
Lavender.
Growing lavender on that property.
She's trying to establish a small...
That's a great store.
Again, that is why we're trying to keep the house in the north part and the south buildings for all of taxes. She can move forward with this business. Unfortunately, my sister passed 4 months after my mom, so that brought my niece into it. And my niece, she gave up her career down in Illinois and moved up here and is trying her best to start a new business up here.
Well, I guess from that heartache, there's going to be some joy, so I'm hoping all the best for you and your family. Thanks for having that, Andy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Likewise, I think we wish you the best and your niece the best. And I should get her number because my neighbor is very much into growing lavender. And last year she dug up a big, you know, probably a quarter acre of her lot and just planted thousands of lavender plants all over the place. So
that's very interesting. Where is she located?
Over by the Twin Lakes Country Club.
So oh, okay.
She's my neighbor.
Because I saw somebody over on 50 down the past start with fields down there and try it. By MB, by the old schoolhouse by MB, I saw a little patch on the field too. So I think it's a growing business because there's all kinds of aspects of it. You know, you have the soaps and the oils and just the dried flowers. So hopefully it works well for her.
Hopefully you can coagulate a little bit.
Yeah, they can talk to each other. That
right.
Would be a good idea.
Yes. So hopefully a success story.
I did have an opportunity to go out and pair of these and I think sorry.
That's okay.
At the village meeting in Brighton, and she told me about the lavender business. I only regret not being in
that. That is a shame. She will be there.
Yeah, we're not being part of it. And I've also talked to you about Jim Grant as well. Very familiar with what your project is.
Everything that's going on here personally is wonderful because I live here. I said that little piece up there is mine. I built a house 30 years ago up in the corner of my family's farm. You know, so for it to stay and stay a family, and you know, I still have that whole dynamic being there. That's like I'm still home.
That's something you can almost see your house. I'll let it carry on.
Oh, okay.
Good. Any other questions? Are we going to handle these separately, Andy?
We do have to handle this one specifically because of the comprehensive plan, but can combine 13 and 14 if the committee so chooses.
Okay. Any desire to combine those two committees? Okay. All right. So,
we have to vote.
Yeah, I was going to say let's vote on this one first. All right. So we have a comprehensive plan, which was pulled up there. So, yep, thanks, Andy. So we've got, so that's what we're going to be voting on right now. And I'm going to ask if there's anybody in the public that's for the petition. Anybody in the audience for the petition? Seeing none, I'll ask if anybody against the petition. Anyone against the petition? Seeing none against. I'm going to ask the town of Brighton. You took a look at this?
They did. So their town board met on July 11th, 2022. A motion was made to approve and it passed unanimously for the comprehensive plan.
All right. So again, we're voting on the comprehensive plan here. So.
And that's a roll call vote.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment for the town of Brighton, for the Casburg Family Trust. I've got a motion and a second by Supervisor Bashaw. The youth and government will allow you to vote first, so all those in favor of the comprehensive plan? Oh, yeah, that's right. So you've got to so individually vote, and so what we'll do is we'll just take, so Youth Kuhagan first. So she votes in favor of it.
Yep.
Youth Government Cecil, how do you vote? Okay, David. And so then should we just roll right on down the line? Supervisor Bashaw?
Aye.
Supervisor Kubicki?
Aye.
Supervisor Gaske?
Aye.
And Chairman Carroll, I votes aye as well. So all in favor of the comprehensive plan amendment. So, all right, so next we talked about combining items 13 and 14. We did have a motion from Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other questions or discussion? All right, Youth and Government, how do you vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay. Yep, aye, so we'll just take it all at once here. So all in favor as we go, unanimous. All right, so items 13, we have the rezoning and the certified survey map before us. Any other questions of the committee? And I'll just be going to them all. Okay. Andy just let me know that he's going to read them in for the record. And so go ahead. And
okay, so item 13 is a request of Shirley F. Casperic Family Trust, 4719 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 5316892-34. Owner, Deborah Lemire, 4510 Town Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 5316892-34. Agent, requesting a rezoning from the A1 Agriculture Preservation District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agriculture Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-331-0101 in the town of Brighton. And with that, we have the associated certified survey map on same said property maps that we've already taken a look at.
Okay. All right. I do believe I need to ask the for and against here for the public. So anybody here in the public for the petition? Anybody here in the public for the petition? Seeing no one. Anybody against the petition? Anybody against the petition? Again, seeing no one against the petition. Believe the town acted on the same night for this, so Andy?
They did. The town board did meet on July 11th, 2022 on both these items, the rezoning and the certified survey map. Motions were made for each passed unanimously.
Okay. So then we'll go ahead I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning and the certified survey map.
Subject to conditions.
Thank you.
Forgot about that.
Subject to conditions for the Casperic Family Trust. Second by Supervisor Bashaw. Any other questions of the committee members? You? Okay. Go ahead and use the vote first. So all those in favor? Okay, vote for in favor. Any opposed? Opposed? All right, so now we'll take the committee vote. All those in favor of the rezoning and certified survey map?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Unanimous once again. So.
Yeah, and I should just say, just for in regards to the conditions, you have those in front of you, and basically there's a review that's done on every certified survey map. We send it to the state for the Department of Administration to review, and we do it internally to make sure it meets the land division ordinance, and there's always a number of items that need to be addressed before it can be recorded, and that's what those conditions state.
Okay. And I guess that it's something that we went over them in the workshop, so mm-hmm. then it's always good to bring it up as a point now, but I didn't realize that there was conditions. All right, so next on the agenda is approval of minutes, so which minutes we have are, okay, thanks, April. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
Supervisor Gashke, second.
Second.
Bashaw. All those in favor, youth and governance first.
Aye.
Aye, okay, opposed? All right, committee members, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved for the June 15th. Any other citizen comments? Any other citizen comments? Any other citizen comments? Seeing no citizen comments, is there any other business we have tonight, Andy?
Yes, I have just two things. One is to let you be aware that we are changing our publication dates. We had a situation a couple months ago where the committee acted upon a change to the floodplain that related to BOM, and that was a DNR-sponsored item, and they questioned the publication because there is some gray area in the statutes and how it's written, where it talks about publications 2 weeks. Doesn't exactly say what the weeks are, and we've had it for umpteen bazillion years doing it the way we do it, where we typically publish the 2 weeks Thursday, and then the last week is 1 week prior to the meeting. And so just working through that with Corp Counsel, they just advised so that there's no question on either side is to just move it back so the two publications are exactly 7 days apart, and then and we'll have some items coming up for the from the DNR, so it made them happy. They recognized what we did was legal and still could move forward, but we're just doing this just to take away the question. So we already adjusted the schedule to show the publication days. It just moved it back 2 days from Thursday to Tuesday. And then additionally, I was going to just let you know about the communication that we have for our next meeting, which will be on August 10th. And so we have these three Kendall properties, a Bad Key Holdings, Meyer Material has several items for a renewal of their non-metallic mine, and then some area where they're expanding that property and then asking for an amendment. And then we'll have the tabled item from tonight if it passes through Brighton for the conditional use permit for Perry. And that's all I have.
Okay. Any other committee members? Second by Kubicki. And all those in favor, if you can go. All right, committee members?
Aye.
All right, all in favor to adjourn. We are adjourned.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Wish you well.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I will give that to Donna. She would be thrilled.
Oh,
somewhere, I don't remember what town.